It's your little friends, and I might drive you around the bend. But I'm sure it's crazy kids that work it out in the end. I might kiss you on the lips despite your nose, but I guess that's how it goes. Let's keep falling in love with our strange bedfellows.
Hello and welcome to the big show. It's the Strange Bedfellows. I'm a strange bedfellow named Jack. Remember that we used to do that?
And then I am a strange bedfellow called Tanner.
Yeah, good.
And
this is the big show. And this week we're talking about. Let me say something about this movie. Can I give a speech? Brief speech about this movie?
Well, I have a question. Yes. Okay. who? Let me set up. Just let me introduce our guest first. Bedfellow.
There's a
strange
third
bedfellow, Jared.
Yeah, there's a third bedfellow.
And I just want to know between the two of you, because this movie, this is not something I selected. But we knew Jared was coming on.
Yeah.
He's somewhat of a musical genius.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Jared. Hi, guys.
Hi. Welcome to the show. Who brought this film to our podcast?
It was 100% was me.
Okay.
As you'll learn in my speech, if I may have the floor.
Yeah, please.
And I'll say now, Jared came over, he brought his son, who is a very good friend of my son, and they are watching Jurassic Park together right now.
Cool.
And he did inform me that he has not watched the film.
I've seen Jurassic Park.
He's seen Jurassic Park, but he didn't. Yeah, he's not.
Jared, you didn't watch music and lyrics.
No, I did watch the trailer, and I got the gist of it, and I'm about to read the Wikipedia entry as you guys explain it.
Yeah,
but that's okay.
I think that's enough. You miss out on some of the tunes.
But listen, let me say this, and I'm just going to say
sort of a tribute to pop music.
I think this is one of the best movies.
Oh, wow, Jack. You and I disagree on that,
fucking
I will say.
Love this movie. It's so much. You know what? I think the comparison for me is The Holiday, a film that you and I have also watched. I can't remember whether you disliked
it. No, I loved
too.
The Holiday.
This movie hit me so wrong.
It's the movie with Gwyneth and Jack Black and
Jude Law.
Jude Law. It's a romance. It's romantic.
Cameron Diaz.
But the comparison for me is that this is also a perfect rom-com that, for whatever reason, is not in the canon of the great
because it's bad.
Rom-coms.
It bad,
it's a great
Jack.
Movie. It's a perfect movie.
Oh, it's so bad. Brilliant. He's such a bad character. He's so
he's awesome.
Like just mean for like no reason. I guess he's like, oh, I'm joking,
so
but it's like, what's the joke? I don't get it. You're just being mean to this woman who you say you love. Love comes in all shapes and sizes and ages and all that kind of stuff. Sure, he's
15
30
years
her, year, her
15,
senior.
15, we looked it up. 15 years her senior.
That's not that bad, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's still kind of fucked. Well, it's fine. Whatever. I don't want to yuck any yums. It's perfect
the music.
I'm glad we agree. Music is incredible.
Mostly terrible.
Music's
There's
really good.
There's one really good song called Buddha's Delight.
What is it like? What could you compare it to? What's the riff on?
So there's a few characters in this movie, but the main sort of like diva like superstar who they're writing a song for by Friday, whose name is Cora.
Mm-hmm.
She at sometimes is like Britney Spears. Like
I think
note
she's
for
Christina
note,
Aguilera.
Action for
I've
action,
decided.
Britney Spears,
yeah.
And then sometimes is like Taylor Swift.
Yeah, but so Sarah and I looked this up, and Taylor's first album came out like around the time this movie came out, so she's not actually Taylor.
She's
Christina
be
or Britney.
She's just like a, you know, a skinny blonde woman.
But so we should say the movie. It sounds like you and I are agreed it's one of the greatest movies. It's criminally underrated.
One of the worst we've watched. A really bad Hugh Grant movie.
It's very sweet. I would say
Hugh Grant is so unlikable in it.
Top three.
They try to like they make him sing so much, and he's just, he really goes for it, but he's just not.
Does a great job.
He's just not there.
It's a top three Hugh Grant
movie.
There's
a whole scene at the very beginning of the movie where the conceit, Jared, is that he's, Hugh Grant is one half of a like Wham style boy band, and they have a big hit called Pop. I mean, that's the name
that
of the band
rules.
Too.
It rules.
And they have a music video. The movie smash cuts into a music video of Pop's hit song Pop. And they've tried the like de-aging like special effects have come so far. When is this movie from?
2007.
Is that a guess?
Yeah, that's a guess.
No, it's real. I think you got that right.
Yeah, I remember because I saw it with my dad in Norfolk, Virginia.
They did not do a stellar job of making Hugh Grant look anything less than.
I mean, he probably looked the same when he was. Yeah, you know, like most British people.
Oh, we just watched him in Four Weddings and a Funeral, and he was a boy king, radiant boy king. In that.
It's a great movie. It sounds like we're it's all terrible. Agreed that it's a so fantastic bad. Film and everyone should watch it. So the reason that we thought to have Jared here, folks who listened to our episode on Once will remember Jared from that. And they will also remember that he is, especially if you've seen, as you should, the movie Music and Lyrics.
I do recommend you see it, but it's not very good.
Jared is the music to our lyrics, isn't he? We're Drew Barrymore.
I'm Drew Barrymore.
Sure. Yeah. We're both talented lyricists. It was unrealistic for me watching this movie because some of the main conflict came from the fact that he can't write lyrics at all, and that just like was totally unrealistic to me.
Yeah, I couldn't. I can't know what that's like. I can't inhabit that. But so we are Drew Barrymore, and you are Hugh Grant.
Okay. I wanted to be Drew Barrymore, but...
Oh, and so I said this to Sarah earlier
today.
I can be
Cora.
And Sarah, you can be Cora. Sarah said that we're not allowed to fall in love.
Who?
Us and Jared in the course of doing
I'm not sure Drew Barrymore and Hugh Grant wanted to fall in love, but you know.
It had just happened.
Life grabs you. they do write a song. So it's like the movie shares a very, have you seen Get Him to the Greek, Jared?
No, I haven't seen Get Him to the Greek. I miss a lot since the kid was born.
Yeah, that was like 2003.
What? No, Get Him to the Greek was like 2015, right?
Absolutely not.
I love that for you.
Is it not?
I think that's right. No, I think that's right.
Gotta look it up now.
They have been given this unreasonable deadline to write a song for Britney Spears, Taylor Swift.
Yeah, what we like to do is we say the movie. And I think we should say the movie for Jared because he needs to know it in order to write the hit song for us.
Yep.
But we also, before we do that, we like to do a hit segment that's called... Dramatis Personae, where we say who's in it, and it's Hugh Grant, and it's also Drew Barrymore. It's also, importantly, Raymond's brother's in it.
Raymond's brother's in it, yeah. We've seen him in something before, haven't we?
Everybody Loves Raymond.
I mean, for this show.
I think he turns up.
Yeah, he's not very good, but she's also got a funny sister who I liked. The movie's pretty despicable.
No, it's wonderful. Let's not have that nonsense.
And she's the lady from Third Rock from the Sun. I don't remember the actress name.
Yes, she was from Third Rock from the Sun. Yes, absolutely right. She was great.
Is that everyone?
Cora.
Cora is in it. Okay, so let's say the film. For people who haven't seen it, and you really should see it. It's a fantastic piece of work.
They have 1 week to write a song.
He's a washed-up 80s star who is just playing like... amusement parks at this point, though they did have a massive hit in the 80s. And his co-partner in that band has gone on to great success in a solo career. I guess he is probably... I cannot remember the other guy in Take That, but he's the other guy in Take That to Robbie Williams.
Oh, sure. I don't know who... I don't know what Take That is the other guy is, but I know who Robbie Williams is.
There you go, yeah.
Saying that some beautiful song, Angels.
Yeah, exactly. Right? And Cora is the... let's say Christina Aguilera of her time. She's selling out stadiums. Say Britney. If you want to say Britney, I don't care.
Yeah, it's obviously Britney.
She's the Britney of her time. She's selling out stadiums, and she has a particular affinity for their one hit.
Yeah, because it helped her get over like an eighth grade boyfriend, and now she's writing like a reconciliation album.
Yeah, and
she's brought all her favorite 80s stars on to like...
to help her write the hit song, and it's a competition, and she asks him, but there's a problem. He can't write lyrics. He's like Jared.
Yeah.
Incredibly talented musician.
Yeah.
He's got everything, the whole fucking package.
I can't do it.
Zero talent for lyrics, yeah.
But he just needs a couple of fucking lyricists like us.
Yeah.
I mean, you give like a million Jareds a million like typewriters, you know, And eventually he'll write something beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, but it's going to take a while.
This time I think we should really take the reins, though, Jack, because it sounds like we have some competing... There's a little bit of tension between our sort of perspectives on the film.
That doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
That you doesn't matter.
I think it'll create some
interesting... tension's good for songwriting, though, right?
Lyrics, yeah.
So they become a writing team, and they do write a hit song for Cora. But they also fall in love, something we're not going to do here. This is where the analogy ends.
Right.
They fall in love. We keep it professional. Yeah. But, you know, it's still kind of the same thing.
Yeah. And it's not it's seen as a problem in any way.
He's only 15 years older than her.
Yeah. And her boss.
and her boss. Yeah.
And then there's a B plot where she has been recently dumped by a man who's even older than
Her professor.
Hugh Grant, her professor.
Who's written a book based on her as a student, but not naming her. And
yeah.
It's a bestseller, and it's really fucking her up.
Yeah.
Hey, who plays the professor?
Some penis.
Oh. I was hoping it was Bill Nighy or somebody.
Oh, that would be perfect. No, the man is completely unlikable, which I think that Bill Nighy has incredible range, but he would never be able to do unlikable. It's just like not in him.
That's true. What else happens? And then
Cora chooses their song.
They have until Friday to nail this song. They hire this dude who's like...
The song has to be called A Way Back Into Love. That's what she's decided. Because that's what she wants from her boyfriend that she's broken up with.
They hire this guy who's a disaster.
Yeah, he's...
He's like, I don't know who he's supposed to be. But he's like, I don't know, it's dark. He's got a dark energy.
Yeah, he's got a dark energy. And then while he's there, Drew Barrymore comes into... She's been hired to water Hugh Grant's plants, even though he's there, which makes no sense to me. Because the thing about watering plants is like, you forget to do it.
Yeah.
But like, it's not that it's hard. It's not that it's hard. It's that you forget to do it. But if you hire someone, like them showing up would be a reminder. So you should just hire someone to like call you.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Or just set a reminder on your phone, which is what I do. I'm like, oh, I got to go water the plants.
I have that for Feed the Kids.
Yeah. Take him to Red Robin. It was a hit.
So, you took your boy to Red Robin tonight?
Yeah.
How was that?
On the way home from school.
Big hit.
Nice. Great.
Do they have never-ending fries still? Like refillable fries? Like refillable
fries? Yeah,
they
have bottomless fries. Yes. He could have bottomless mac and cheese, which is what he had.
You guys watch NASCAR?
Watch some NASCAR? Yeah, it was great.
Our boys are enjoying Jurassic Park so much that I suspect their screams from the other room are picking up on the mic right now.
Oh, wow. Happy screams or terrified screams?
I think they're having a blast, yeah.
Okay.
This has been Dad Talk, I should say. This has been Dad Talk.
This movie then goes downhill because they couldn't figure out how to like include any kind of conflict. So they just end up having a big fight, and he says some really pretty terrible things.
He says some fucked up shit. Because he knows she's traumatized by her professor, and he basically says, like, everything your professor said that has fucked you up, that you told me in a moment of vulnerability, is in fact true of you.
Yeah. I know you want to address your friend Jared and explain the movie to him, but you are facing away from the mic when you do that.
Whatever.
And then there's the kind of pivotal scene, the climax of the movie, which I think we kind of have an opportunity to jump into here.
Yeah. And this, now it's going to be us. And so now instead of the climax of the movie where it's like, now we hear their song performed at the Cora show, for copyright reasons, we can't use their song, but fortunately we've got the music and the lyrics right here.
Oh, I was going to bring us into Jeff and Elmer first. Because this is the big scene.
Are you familiar with Jeff and Elmer, Jared?
I'm not familiar with Jeff and Elmer.
So the big scene here is it's the Cora show.
Yeah.
And Drew Barrymore's worried that Cora is going to destroy her song, so she's getting up to leave. But then Cora stops the performance for millions of people and lets an old man sing like a pretty bad song.
It's a very good song, and he's so handsome, and it's Hugh Grant, and it's You'll Cry, listener. This is the director's commentary. Carry on.
And it wins Drew Barrymore.
God, that would be such a different movie.
It wins her over, and she falls in love with him, and then they have like a funny pop-up video thing at the end. But Jeff and Elmer are two characters that we play.
Yeah.
We're kind of getting back to their roots here. We watched a movie called Somewhere in Time.
With Christopher Reeve?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I fucking love that movie.
Okay, this is going to help. Having seen that movie is going to help.
There's a whole performance at the end.
Jane Seymour.
Dr. Quinn.
But the main characters, Jane Seymour and Christopher Reeve, are like sort of like making love with one another through their performance on the stage. And it's like really disruptive to everyone else in the audience. They're clearly like only talking to and looking at one another. Like everyone else there is just like, feels like a creep, you know? So we invented these guys, Jeff and Elmer. They're sort of like quantum leap into these situations to just sort of like feel it out.
Yeah.
They have since become like time cops and they're always like traveling through time. And they're like Jet Li's The One, where they are trying to like kill all their other selves, maybe, I think.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot like Jet Li's The One, which is required viewing.
Oh, yeah. That one wasn't... Time Cop is Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Time Cop's Van Damme.
Yeah, they're a little time copy, too. So I think we can port in, and now we've got a third. It's not just Jeff and Elmer.
Okay, they've brought a friend.
Yeah. The friend's got a guitar. Doesn't necessarily mean he's going to play it, but he's got one.
So what are we? We're audience members here?
I think we're in the audience here.
Yeah. Okay.
For this performance. We've just seen Cora. Like, we're here for Cora, obviously. Well, I don't know why we're here. We've ported in.
Yeah, it happens. It usually happens with time travel films.
But I realize I'm at a Cora show, and I'm like, oh, great. You know, I know what I'm in for. I'm going to enjoy this. She comes out. She's doing this, like, she does this one really cool, really good song called Buddha's Delight.
Wow, Jeff. We've ended up at another... Are you Jeff or Elmer? I think
you're remember.
Elmer. I'm Jeff.
Yeah.
Elmer, it looks like we're in the... at around 2007.
Wow. You're right. Look at what everyone's wearing around us. Let me pull out my tricorder. Yeah, you're right. Smack on.
We're at another performance, and this looks like a young, I guess, Dr. Quinn medicine woman type. That's my only... frame of reference.
And you've only ever seen one other performance, I guess.
We brought a friend.
Yeah, we've brought a friend. Time. Well, I think we're definitely going to hear something that's probably not a great song.
What? Remind me your name?
Harrison.
Harrison is here.
Paraffin?
Harrison.
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 Yeah.
Not like paraffin, Ford. Like the wax.
Paraffin, yeah. Ford.
Welcome, Harrison. I don't know what time you're originally from. I don't know what time we're originally from. Do we want to explore that now?
We're from Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman time. I think that right. Lore is that's we're from that time.
The frontier, yeah. 1817.
Yeah.
Like Wolverine.
A lot like Wolverine, yeah. We were friends with Logan when he was like in school.
Yeah, and he had bone claws.
Yeah.
So we're here. Should we listen to the performance?
Okay, great.
Hugh Grant's going to start playing his really bad song.
And we'll just listen to that.
Something very different. It's a new song.
This is it, Weirdo, your song.
I don't think I can listen to this.
A song no one has heard before, written by Mr. Alex Fletcher.
And I think it's going to be really bad, and I think maybe we should speak up and try to, I don't know, offer some solutions or develop our own song, whatever you want.
Okay, so he sings a song to Drew.
Yeah.
And she's mad because she's already out of love with him, and she thinks... he's going to sing their song they wrote together and give her no credit.
What? Alex Fletcher and my sister.
How quickly they forget.
You know what? Let's just go and we'll come back when the song's over, you and me.
But in fact, he sings a song that Cora has let him sing, Special.
Don't Write Me Off.
Called Don't Write Me Off.
So corny. And like every time they like play a song in this movie, it's got the corniest lyrics and it just sounds like... elevator music, and afterwards,
really good. The
every character's
really good.
Like,
it's a part
wow,
of why
it's really
the movie's
great.
So good. Yeah, it's one part of why you'll love this movie, listeners, is the music is great.
It's never been easy for me to find words to go along with a melody.
That's true.
Whoa.
Of the character. Oh, you don't like it?
I'm just trying to get into the spirit of what Jeff would say.
Yeah, of course.
But this time there's actually something on my mind. So please forgive these few brief awkward lines.
Boo!
Since I met you, my whole life has changed. It's not just my furniture you've rearranged.
It's speaking directly to Drew Barrymore.
Like she rearranges furniture in a movie?
She does that so they can better craft their song together.
I should say, as Jeff, that I don't have that context.
Right. We really got to stick to our characters here, right? Yes.
So as an audience member, you're like, what are you talking about?
Like, I don't even have context. It's already pretty overwhelming to be in this century.
I'm already, yeah. And we've been like screaming through like space-time already, you know? The first stanza, I know this about Hugh Grant's character because he had one terrible flop of a solo album that no one bought, and then he hasn't had any hits ever since. So he's not a talented lyricist. So when he says, it's never been easy for me to find words to go along with the melody, that makes sense to me. Not to me. But it makes a sense to the people around me, you know?
Elmer.
Yeah.
I'm noticing that there are a lot of moms as well as teens here.
Sure.
And the moms...
I wonder if the moms are here for the older man.
The moms are... Well, they're here to take their teens, but they're also... They're, like, picking up what he's putting down. I think they're scratching their heads a little bit about the furniture rearrangement thing. Because they don't have the context that Drew Barrymore, in this very personal moment that was just between the two of them, moved the chair in his house.
But somehow you've brought me back, and I haven't felt like this since before Frankie said relax.
And at this point, I think all the moms in the audience
are nodding. And we get that.
Yeah, we get that.
Yeah,
you think we get that?
Harrison gets it.
Harrison gets it.
Yeah, I'm not from 1980. I'm from a time outside of time.
Yeah,
but
you're like a great old one.
Frankie Goes to Hollywood is a keystone.
That's a touchstone.
Time period.
Sure. Yeah. Makes it feel like we're in like parody songs territory now, but that's okay. It's not like a glaring error like the furniture moving thing.
And though I know, based on my track record, I might not seem like the safest bet.
No idea what that means.
All I'm asking you is don't write me off just yet.
Okay, that's nice.
Terrible
because
lyric.
Elmer, write me off has a double meaning.
Oh, okay.
I'm assuming from hearing this as an audience member that he must be singing to his lyricist.
Yeah.
And therefore, don't write me off has like a kind of powerful double meaning. I mean, assuming he's singing to his lyricist, we can't.
I mean, makes sense that he wrote this song, I would say.
Yeah. And he's saying, don't write me off.
That he is not a talented songwriter.
And I should say, write me off is something you say to a lyricist you're sleeping with instead of jack me off. You may not know that.
Yeah. No, I've never dated a lyricist.
Yeah.
I'm not allowed to fall in love with one tonight, so.
No, we're the lyricist.
Now I need you, despite the fact that you've killed all my plants.
Yeah, again, I don't have context for that. Okay.
It's kind of a confusing song.
It's confusing, yeah. I don't totally understand why we've been ported. Like, do we have to quantum leap style, like, solve a problem for them?
I don't think so. Did we do that for Somewhere in Time? I think we were just kind of there.
Could we go?
I think so.
Okay. Harrison?
What are you saying?
You want to get ready to go?
Get out of here?
Yeah. This concert's weird.
The concert's weird.
Yeah. I could use a... We're in England?
No, this is the U.S.
L.A. Okay, well, they got good food there. Let's get out of here.
Let's skip out.
I don't need to see this.
Okay, do you want to go take a break real quick? I have to go potty.
Sure.
Hi, it's Jack here, and I am super excited to tell you about a new sponsor, the incredible family mystery mobile game, June's Journey. Unfortunately, Tanner is not able to be here for this ad read because he misread the brief, and I'm glad that he's reading the briefs at least, but he thought that he was being assigned on an actual secret mission to find out who really killed June's sister, Claire. Now, I've been enjoying immersing myself in a bygone age of mystery, danger, and romance, and putting my detective skills to the test as I solve hundreds of puzzles whenever I have a free moment to play June's Journey, but Tanner has actually, and this is a quote, booked myself passage on a steamship to New York, which, not to triangulate here, but that's a uniquely bad way to get there from Connecticut. And reading between the lines of the extremely cryptic letters he's been sending me, it sounds like he's making a real nuisance of himself, asking the other passengers questions about their luggage. June's Journey is a murder mystery game set in the roaring 20s about a daring young woman named June who's traveling to her sister's estate to uncover scandalous family secrets and customizing her own luxurious estate island in the process. Tanner's Journey, according to the most recent note I got from him, is currently delayed due to what he describes as a miscommunication with the Coast Guard about what exactly a steamship license is. I hate to take sides, but I really feel like I would trust the Coast Guard on this one. Right now, I'm making my way through the adventure of the Hidden Distillery. I love looking for clues and customizing my estate while I'm on hold with some very angry people at a place I've never heard of called the Central Connecticut Steamship Authority. And you can discover your inner detective just like I have when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android. That's June's Journey, and you can download it for free on iOS and Android. Okay, it looks like I'm going to have to go and pick him up. Okay, folks, I think that everybody gets what the movie's about now. Hopefully you've also watched it. It's a fantastic film. I think everybody agrees that it's a perfect rom-com, and the music's really good. And unfortunately, what we were hoping to do with the second part of the episode was just play for you the entirety of Way Back Into Love, which is just a really great song that Hugh Grant and Cora performed together. But we should say that Drew Barrymore helped with the lyrics, which is also important.
And he runs off stage to make out with her afterwards.
For copyright reasons, we can't play that part.
No.
But we do have Jared here, who's the Drew to our Hugh. No, we're the Drew to his Hugh.
He's the Drew to his Hugh.
Yeah. He's the Hugh to
Except
our
we
Drew.
We cannot fall in love.
So don't worry. We're going to do some Drew now, and then we're going to do some Hugh. Mm. Does that make sense to everyone? First we do the Drew. Do the Drew. We're going to do the Drrew, and then we're
Drew.
Do the Hugh.
Yeah, and then you do the Hugh.
So we're just going to get as close as we can to Way Back Into Love without like triggering, you know, like a takedown notice.
Yeah. And I think it's good that Jared hasn't seen the movie because he's kind of coming into this fresh, you know, he doesn't have any like impressions.
Yeah. So that's kind of useful. Like, yeah.
Take it in its own direction.
Yeah. And then so the reason we're doing this is so that if you've been scared off of the film by Tanner, then you don't have to watch it.
Or the because lack of, you can, of any kind of promotion.
You'll get
or
the payoff
acclaim.
Of the film by experiencing it basically here. We've got a couple Drews and we got a Hugh and we're just going to do it. And that's what the movie is. And then that's the song.
Do you want to start with the blueprint they gave us?
I was thinking, yeah, we could start with the lyrics to Way Back Into Love. Is that what you're asking me?
Yeah.
I have them pulled up.
Okay, perfect. So this is sort of, and Jared, you know, this is a flat sort of structure. If you've got an idea for a lyric, please feel free to weigh in. I guess we also say the same. Like if we've got an idea for like a note,
don't write me off, guys.
Don't do it.
You know? I've despite my lack of lyrical writing ability, I'm a human being who's felt pain.
Yeah.
Fallen in love, fallen out of love.
Well, yeah, let's not write him off just yet.
All right, Jack, what's our first, where do we start with this song?
Okay, so I'm going to copy and paste here, and we're just going to take the lyrics, and we're going to, this is what we did with Once, and it worked. So we're going to take something that we know works in terms of scanning onto music, and we're going to write different words. So the first line of Way Back Into Love by Hugh Grant and Drew Barrymore is, I've been living with a shadow overhead.
I've been living with Oh, I can't, sorry.
Don't sing it, because we don't want to I'm so tempted. We don't want to influence Jared.
Yeah. We hear it a lot in the movie. It's an earworm.
Is it going to be weird if we take this from maybe from Jeff and Elmer and Harrison's experience? Like, could that be interesting to try to channel what they went through and put that into song?
Yeah, I think so.
So something about, like, I've been traveling
throughout time. Their, like, sort of holistic experience, not this, like, not this episode.
I think that, like, that I'm thinking we bring in what happened to Jeff and Elmer. They came from, and Harrison is a different situation because he, like, am I right that he, like, exists outside of time, kind of like Dr. Manhattan? Is that his thing? Like,
yeah, but I guess he could have been a man from a certain time who's become intertwined with all temporal existence.
But he doesn't remember, or he's keeping it a secret?
I think it's impossible for him. It's like an arrival, end of arrival. Once you learn the language,
he doesn't you can't experience. Kant will tell you this. He doesn't. Time is just a lens that you look through. If you're a human, he doesn't experience time.
I've
the
seen
same
Thor:
way
The
do.
Dark World.
Okay, perfect. Great. Well, then.
Which is why a side note: rom coms, time travel. May I suggest Kate and Leopold? Kate hates it. I think it's a perfect time travel film and romantic comedy.
Kate is not Kate from Kate and Leopold. Kate is Kate from Jared and Kate, a.k.a. Jared's
wife. I think Jeff and Elmer were there, too. Weren't they?
Oh, yeah.
They always show up when there's time travel.
Okay. I've been traveling from a time that's in the past.
Well, it doesn't have to rhyme with whatever we have.
No, it doesn't. What's there? No. It just needs to scan the same.
You just need to... Okay, yeah. Just... I've been traveling from a time that's in the past.
I've been traveling from... Yeah, okay. I've been traveling from the time that's in the past. You think you can work with this, Jared?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've been traveling from a time that's in the past. And then so the next line is, I've been sleeping with a cloud above my bed. So we need to get that to rhyme with past. So
fast rhymes with past.
Time moving too fast. Something about time moving fast, or sorry, I'll shut up. Please rant over here.
Hop in, chop it up with us. I want to say something about, like, musket blast.
What about, like, we're at this concert, it's a blast.
Oh yeah, that's good.
We are at this concert.
We are
it's
at
a
this
blast.
Concert, and we're having a blast.
That's too many words.
Oh.
So the next two lines are, I've been lonely for so long, trapped in the past, I just can't seem to move on. So that kind of actually is like what has happened to us.
Sure, that's true. Although I wouldn't say we're lonely, we have each other. And now Harrison.
Yeah.
And he's pretty weird. Maybe we should talk about Harrison.
Yeah, let's talk about...
Yeah, maybe something about the strange bedfellows having one too many strange bedfellows. In the bed.
He comes from, like, a time outside of space and time. What are we looking for? Long and song?
I've been lonely for so long.
He's been present for so long.
Who's he?
Harrison. Harrison is one of the old ones.
Okay. Can I say Jeff and Elmer sing this song?
Yeah.
And then so we need something. Now we introduce Harrison. Trapped in the past, I just can't seem to move on.
From the... primordial past. We got a from the deep past, from the dark past. His name is Harrison.
I almost kind of want to leave the line that Hugh Grant has and introduce Harrison in the next stanza.
Okay, that's fine. Sure.
Because so let me read this back to you. I've been traveling from
can't
a time.
Polish a turd.
I've been what traveling from a time that's in the past. We are at this concert. It's a blast. Jeff and Elmer sing this song. Trapped in the past, I just can't seem to move on.
Okay, yeah.
But now I need to change the first lyrics because we have passed too many times. So if you'll allow me a little poetic license.
Yeah.
I've been traveling from a time that's from ago.
Okay.
We're at this concert, yo-ho-ho.
Something show.
What a show.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of beautiful. I've been traveling from a time that's from ago. It's like... You know,
yeah, it's
like
a little
Keith
it's poetic.
Or something would say something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so next line. I've been hiding all my hopes and dreams away just in case I ever... Oh God. Just in case I ever need them again someday. Drew, this is not good.
I told you, Jack.
No, fuck you. It comes out good in the movie. But now that I'm kind of like picking it apart a little bit.
Yeah. All right, where are we? We got to get Harrison in here.
Okay, yeah, no. So now we need to bring Harrison in. So here's what I think. Maybe just like 50,000 foot view.
That's how far you'd have to be back, yeah, to see the whole of him.
The tension in the song is that Jeff and Elmer are lonely time travelers and they like never thaw. Like they're just like quantum leaping into like random fucking media properties. They never thought that they would find someone else like them. So yeah. this is the moment where like, holy fuck, yeah. There's someone else.
Yeah.
And so that's what we want to do with this lyric. It's like, it's a fucking revelation. Like Harrison is the music to our lyrics.
Okay. And what's the lyric?
I've been hiding all my hopes and dreams away just in case I ever need them again someday.
What if you make it personal? Like we've been holding on to each other.
Yeah. Okay. That's good.
And then you've not letting yourself seen other strange bedfellows.
Okay. Yeah, this is good. I've been holding onto you so tight.
Yeah. Is that the relationship, Jeff and Elmer? I don't think we've ever made it clear.
I mean, you know, we're still like, kind of establishing their lore, so it could be. But I think that, you know, there's something beautiful. It's like they're lonely in time.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they're all each other have. I've been holding onto you.
They're like Roland and the Man in Black. You know?
They're exactly like Roland. Are you Dark Tower?
Only for my buddy, so I can know who Roland is.
All things serve the bee.
I've been holding on to you so tight. Never thought I'd leave this endless night.
Good. Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got chills.
We're not really saying a lot yet.
Okay, so now we're really going to introduce Harrison, I promise you.
Yeah. What's the rhyme on the next one?
He goes, I've been setting aside time to clear a little space in the corners of my mind.
Well, he comes from outside time.
Okay, that's perfect. He comes from outside time.
Harrison is hard to rhyme? No.
You've got the right attitude, though, because now it's Harrison. It's Harrison, I think, is the next word.
Harrison's another guy?
Maybe employ a songwriting device where you ask a question.
We could go like sort of like Anthraxy and be like, Harrison, it's time to die. And then it's like the guitar is like, you know, like in Welcome to the Jungle.
So what was the line right now? What was the line that we're at?
He comes from outside time.
Harrison, it's time to die. I like Harrison, it's time to die.
And then the song can just pick up and sort of become a little more aggressive from there.
Okay, that's perfect. But we do want this to be like a pop hit for a Christina Aguilera type.
Yeah, this one's got, it's more like Evanescence, I think. It's got a little bit of like an edge to it. You know?
Yeah, maybe Harrison's more like Wendy in Bruce Springsteen songs, you know? Like, who is Wendy?
Oh, yeah.
What's her deal?
Okay.
Fine. Oh, you're wearing a Bruce Springsteen t-shirt.
Yeah.
Harrison, it's time to die. It's not where I would have gone with this, but, you know, this is a committee. And
yeah.
I feel like I've been...
And now the music's pumping. So what do we got? What's the next lyric?
Can I say that I'm imagining Dave Mustaine saying that? In, like, Sweating Bullets. Harrison, it's time to die!
And that's exactly like, what I'm thinking.
I'm going... emotionally, I'm going Freddie Mercury, Bohemian Rhapsody.
That's better.
Okay, yeah.
All right, so what's the next lyric? Keeping in mind that we're sort of now in this more, like, up pace.
Okay, so now we're in the chorus.
Yeah.
All I want to do is find a way back into love. I can't make it through without a way back into love.
So it's a middle rhyme.
It's what we call a middle rhyme in the business.
Yeah. I was going to offer you guys a little tip as like sort of a lyricist tip is I use rhymezone.com.
Okay. Yeah. Don't tell Jared. Otherwise, we're going to be out of a job. Because if he can do music and lyrics, then we're just fucking history. Don't tell him about rhymezone.com.
Gov? Like a British guy saying gov?
It doesn't have to rhyme with love, I'm going to say. It just has to scan.
You're right.
Oh, I can't sing. No.
That was okay.
Don't sing the song.
No, you can sing the song.
We're going to pollute Jared.
Yeah, I know. We want him to take the lyrics. That's exactly what Hugh Grant does. He hears the lyrics and he's just inspired to write. All right. Rubs.
What if it's a callback to the other song you guys wrote? And it's like a something with a three-way tug.
But we're specifically not allowed
to fall in love.
To fall in
love. Okay.
Right.
What about this? This is about, it's from the point of view of Jeff and Elmer. We have been alone so long, we're scared to meet a friend.
Okay.
I'm afraid art travels through, and then like, I need a science-y word for time.
Eternity?
Oh, through eternity will end.
It's pretty nice.
We've been alone so long, we're scared to meet a friend. I'm afraid our travels through eternity will end.
Now, you remember the song is sort of a little more aggressive now, but you've kind of turned back to sort of the sad lyrics.
Oh, yeah, we're mad at him.
We're not mad at him. I think we're sort of like, it's like we're Willy Wonka taking him through like that psychedelic journey through the tunnel, you know?
Yeah.
We're just like, welcome, like we're like juggalos. We're like, welcome to the fucking like madhouse, man. Hatchets out.
Hatchets out. Welcome to the madhouse.
So I think we can start with that. I think that lyric you just wrote was really elegant and beautiful, but now I think we should kind of counter it with something a little like, I don't know, think like Slipknot, think Rage Against the Machine, think who did Chop Suey? System of a Down.
Okay. Now we're back in the verse. I've been watching, but the stars refuse to shine. I've been searching, but I just don't see the signs. And Tanner Jared wants to get more aggressive.
More aggressive.
Because we've said, Harrison, it's time to die, and we haven't really delivered on that promise. So maybe we want something, we want like a welcome to the jungle vibe, right? Like we're saying to our new friend, like, welcome to the fucking jungle, motherfucker.
I think it's pretty time much. To die is a pretty good statement. Like way back into Love, it's time to die.
But then we sort of like, then we sort of have come back a little bit, because then what was the next lyric?
It's time to die, and then we said, we have been so alone so long, we're scared to meet a friend. I'm afraid our travels through eternity will end. That's lyrics. That's some Drew Barrymore shit. You won't be able to understand it, Jared. That's just the type of shit.
So I guess what we know about Harrison is that he's already been journeying through eternity.
Yeah, death is freedom for me. Yeah.
Okay.
So I think maybe we should bring some of that in too. Yeah, it's a little like Geiger, you know?
Yeah, okay.
This flesh prison or this like, I don't know. Eternity is a prison.
Is it going to be weird to switch to Harrison's point of view now? And
I don't think it's almost like H.P. Lovecraft, where we're still doing it from our point of view. We're just trying to behold this like incomprehensible like spectacle in front of us.
Okay.
Of an eternal being.
Yeah.
Casting off his eternity and finally dying.
Okay, what about this?
It's like a Tool song now.
What about this? Now I finally see that death is opening a door.
Pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Okay.
I think we're getting there.
Okay, and I should warn listeners who we promised that you were basically going to get the experience of music and lyrics by listening to the podcast, that it's there's like a slight deviation is happening, but it's pretty much the same thing.
Yeah. No, yeah.
Now I finally see that death is opening a door.
Yep.
Harrison is all I need. I've never wanted more.
Harrison is
everything.
Our souls like turn heavenward no more.
Harrison's the boat.
Oh, our that's souls good. Garth Brooks. The river.
Harrison's the boat. Our souls have finally reached the shore.
That's pretty good. Yeah. It feels a little like dark, but also a little like hopeful, you know?
Okay.
How many more lyrics are we going to do before we finally get into some songwriting?
We got to get through one more chorus and then we're going to end with the verse and I'm going to cut the last chorus and verse.
Okay.
Now I think I see that death is opening a door. Harrison's the boat. Our souls have finally reached the shore. And then I need something for, I know that it's out there. There's got to be something. Oh, we're weirdly on the same page with Hugh Grant. He says, I know that it's out there. There's got to be something for my soul somewhere. Do we just keep that?
We might just keep that. I think that's fine. And we won't get in trouble for that, will we?
No, we couldn't. Because it's just like, that's not our fault that their song ended up matching with our song. So we just need...
I think that's right.
Okay, so we just need one more verse and then we're going to end it there. So I've been looking for someone. I can't sing it in this. Don't listen to this.
Yeah, just do it like a metal voice or.
I've been looking for someone to shed some light, not somebody just to get me through the night.
I've been looking for. Oh, we could do sort of like something Event Horizon-y. Like I was looking, but then I realized like where we're going, we don't need eyes.
Okay, that's good. So the rhyme is going to be.
I like where Event Horizon.
Yeah. No, this is good. Let me just write the second line first. Not somebody just to get me through the night. Where us three are going, we won't need any eyes.
perfect.
So I need.
We have to go back and do the first phrase.
So
right?
We need something that's going to end with "Where us three are going, we won't need any eyes." Harrison is truth, and my life has been a lie.
How about like ignore the wailing children, deaf to our like wives' cries.
Something about deaf, like what yeah. about ignore the wailing children? We are deaf to all their cries.
Perfect.
Okay, so this is great.
Jared, is this feeling right
is
to you?
Is this working for you?
Yeah, no.
Ignore the wailing children. We are deaf to all their cries. Where we three are going, we won't need any eyes.
That's pretty good.
Okay, and so we just need two lines and then we're ready because we're going to go back into the chorus.
And this
then
is
that's
poppy,
gonna be the end of the
Jared.
Song. And we need this to be poppy. It's like Christina.
I mean, I know that the line with not needing eyes is a reference to Event Horizon. But I like also the words Event Horizon.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So
yeah.
Like maybe
yeah.
I've been looking for this the event in this horizon.
Okay, so the next line is, I could use some direction. So
we are past the horizon.
We are past the horizon.
Yeah, that's impossible, right?
And then the final line we need is, and I'm open to your suggestions. And if we can get event in there, that would be really nice. But it needs to rhyme with horizon.
The event's now. Let's put the knives in.
Okay.
I don't know. Sorry.
Yeah, no, that's good.
They do
the event
do that.
Is
that's
now.
Perfect.
Let's put the knives in.
That feels right.
It. Yeah. I hate that our music guy was the one who landed the fucking final blow. But, you know, it is a collaborative effort. I would appreciate it if you stayed in your lane.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Okay, so we got our song now. Do you want me to read it back to you, or we just want to start writing the music?
Yeah, read it back. I just want to make sure, like, there is a pretty, like, there's a little bit of a change you'll notice, Jared, and this is sort of like a creative brief.
Mm-hmm.
You'll notice, like, there's a little bit of a tonal change in the lyrics. And, you know, you're the musician. Do with that tonal change what you want. We had something in mind. I won't pollute you at all with what it was.
Okay.
You may notice it. If you don't, let me know.
I'm going to read this back to you. We want this to be poppy, but also kind of like Megadeth. And we want to convey the lost souls feeling of two men who have been trapped in time and found another man and were briefly not alone anymore, but then realized that he was a being outside of time and that death is the ultimate destroyer. And so here's the lyrics. I've been traveling from a time that's from ago. We are at this concert. What a show. Jeff and Elmer sing this song. Trapped in the past, I just can't seem to move on. I've been holding on to you so tight. Never thought I'd leave this endless night. He comes from outside time. Harrison, it's time to die.
Can I tell you this?
Yeah.
I completely forgot the song was originally about Jeff and Elmer. Until you just read that verse again. But what a journey. What a story.
And then so now we're into the chorus. We have been alone so long. We have been alone so long we're scared to meet a friend. I'm afraid our travels through eternity will end. And then we can say, oh, if we want. That's not a copyright violation.
Okay.
We don't have to.
Yeah.
Now I think I see that death is opening a door. Harrison's the boat. Our souls have finally reached the shore. I know that it's out there. There's got to be something for my soul somewhere. And that's actually from the original song.
That's from the original movie, yeah.
Ignore the wailing children. We are deaf to all their cries. Where we three are going, we won't need any eyes.
Really cool.
We are past the horizon. The event is now. Let's put the knives in. God, that's definitely the best line of the song. And then
song
then
just
we
keeps getting cooler and cooler.
Do the chorus again. I've been traveling from a time that's from ago. We are at this concert. What a show. Jeff and Elmer sing this song. Trapped in the past. I just can't seem to move on.
Beautiful. Really beautiful.
Wow.
Yeah.
So we did the lyrics. Taryn, do you want to just like, should we just like go? No, let's help Jared because he helped us.
What's the tempo here? Give me a tempo.
It's sort of a ballad.
No, yeah. Count. Give me a.
Oh, okay.
One, two, three, four.
Oh, Jack can't do it.
Okay. Let's see.
I think that's good.
Yeah.
Hey, you gotta slow it down.
I think you'll have to do a lot of the singing, Jack, because we'll have the time delay.
This so I'm just really before.
Yeah.
Wait, is it a lyric? Where does it start?
I've been traveling.
Oh,
a time that's long ago. We're at the concert, what a show.
Nice.
Jeff and Elmer sing the song, driving past like
what, wait, I feel, what am I, I'm doing like a Tom Petty thing.
That's good.
This is not.
That's a good start.
It's a good, it's a okay, good start. You guys got to help me out here.
Okay.
Do you have a grand piano?
Jack has a grand piano.
I do have a grand piano.
I like him. I like something that's a little more kind of late Bruce Springsteen, you know? He's a little gravelly. It's a little like acoustic guitar-y.
Are we thinking Bruce is our muse here?
You know what I'm thinking is Muse's Knights of Sidonia later okay. on.
Can you do Muse?
I could do Radiohead.
We start getting into the like doorways and the like eternal beings. I think this beginning part, though, your instinct is right. It wants to be a little like, it wants to be a little soft. It wants to be a little acoustic. It wants to be a little emotional.
All right. All right. We gotta hustle here. It's Friday. We got to write this hit song.
Let's see. Jason Mraz. Who are some other artists who come to mind when we're thinking about this first part of the song, Jack? Connor Oberst.
Give us, so let's try pop.
And see what happens.
Pop. Okay. Yeah, let's go pop.
Can we do like a fun poppy upbeat?
Like fat, maybe fast.
Yeah, count them off.
I've been traveling from a time that's long ago. We're at this concert. What a show.
Now I'm talking.
Jeff and Emma sing this song. Trapped in this pants, I just can't seem to move on.
What do you think, Tanner?
Pretty good, honestly.
Okay. I've been holding on to you so tight. Never thought it'd been this endless night. He comes from outside of town.
Harrison! It's time to die!
No, do it like the guy from the music video.
Which guy?
The guy from that music video you made me watch. Harrison, it's time to die. Remember, you made me watch. You just said his name to Jared 5 minutes ago.
Oh,
and did an impression of him.
Dave Mustaine.
Oh, yeah. Dave Mustaine. Yeah. Harrison, it's time to die. Like that.
Yeah, I think that's how you have to do it.
All right, so we move to the chorus. Do you feel like you have enough here?
Yeah. No, I think the verse is poppy and fun.
Okay.
We just got to figure out this chorus here.
Yeah, and now we've introduced this sort of like pivot in the song.
It's scary. Now it's Dave Mustaine. And so do you remember, I feel like, I hope everyone knows this, but does everyone remember the beginning of the video for Megadeth's Sweating Bullets?
Surely.
Yeah.
He's like,
it's Dave Mustaine. He's like in an asylum.
Interrogation room.
And he's got like a straitjacket on. And he's like, hey, me, meet the real me. And he's like happy, but like, it seems like he's actually not
manic.
Happy. Yeah. And he's like talking to himself, and then he's like sweating bullets, and then it's
yeah. So I think that's sort of like that was our inspiration, but you know,
But that's just, that's where Harrison, it's time to die is coming from, but it's poppy and fun. This is helpful. So here's the lyrics. Like, do you want me to say it in a rhythmic way? So it's
yeah.
Helpful? We have been alone so long, we're scared to meet a friend. I'm afraid our travels through eternity will end.
Keeps just saying it over and over again.
We have been alone so long, we're scared to meet a friend. I'm afraid our travels through eternity will end.
Keep going.
We have been alone so long, we're scared to meet a friend. I'm afraid our travels through eternity will end. We have been alone so long, we're scared to meet a friend. I'm afraid our travels through eternity will end. We have been alone so long, we're scared to meet a friend. I'm afraid our travels through eternity will end.
That's ICP. That's got ICP energy. Yeah. Great.
That it, Tanner? Is that we
yeah,
did
it? I think we got it.
I think
that's
we got
really
it.
Good. That was dark.
Well, we could do a pop version of that and a metal version.
You whipped off your headphones, but yeah, what I said to Jack was it. It really reminded me of ICP, which I think is the exact right energy.
We have been so long, 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 scared to meet a friend.
That's nicer.
I'm afraid our travels through eternity will end.
Feeling like music again.
We've been alone so long, we're scared to meet a friend. I'm afraid our travels through eternity will end. Sweet Jane. Now I think I see the death is opening a door. Reach the shore. I know that it's out there. There's gotta be something for my soul somewhere. I know that it's out there. There's gotta be something for my soul somewhere.
Okay, yeah, it helps to repeat it. Just get that,
now
get that
we're
rhythm
kind of
down.
The Pixies, I think.
Ignore the wind.
It's really evolving as we go.
To their cries. Where we see her going, we won't need any eyes. We're about past the horizon. You better now, let's put the knives in.
Sounds so great. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, then it's the chorus.
Yeah. Okay, we got a track, baby.
Okay, we got a track. Jeff's
wow.
gonna. Work
I think we've
on
made
this.
Magic again, and we've really explored the Jeff and Elmer like mythos too.
Jeff and Elmer, we've got to say, are beloved characters. They're so beloved by our audience that no one ever
mentions
them
or talks about them or talks about how much
episode.
They like them.
And no one ever asks that they come back for another episode.
Yeah,
but
we've even given
them back
them,
anyway because we can
given
sense.
Them this in a couple of times before, and they still haven't taken the bait.
But that's perfect. We fucking crushed it, everybody. I am so pleased. We do have to go. My wife is watching both of our children. I assume Jurassic Park is over, and now she's just. Maybe reading them stories.
I don't hear any screaming anymore, yeah. So I don't know if that's good or bad.
So,
are your children screaming, Tanner?
No, he's in bed.
Okay.
He's a little cherub.
He's screaming in his dreams. Oh, that would be good for the song, Screaming in My Dreams.
I turned on his white noise when I left his room because I was like, Daddy's going to be doing some lyrics tonight, and I don't want you to hear. It's going to get dark.
We're going to go. We're going to leave. We are also going to go. I would like to thank you, Tanner, so very much for bearing with me.
Hey, you're welcome.
I would like to thank you, Jared, a.k.a. Harrison. Jared was playing the part of Harrison. We can now reveal that.
Yeah.
For bearing with us and for doing, what do we think? Do we say it's 50-50 or percent of the work on making the song?
That we're... I think it's a solid 33.
Okay, yeah. Thank you to Jared for doing 33% of making this song. We're the Drew.
Thank
and
you, Jack, for doing 33% of the work.
Yeah. Folks, you got to subscribe to our Patreon. It's patreon.com/BSCCpodcast. It's how we survive. You must. You have to. Please do that.
Yeah, please do.
And we have another show there. It's not just, you know, giving us $5 a month. You get a whole
show. No, you get
show.
A whole other show. And
sometimes
it's not
we sing on
show.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We do sometimes sing on that. Last time we made a whole chart.
Yeah. You can join our Facebook group at Baby Nation on Facebook. And this week we watched a movie. The movie that we watched was called Music and Lyrics by Hugh Grant. It's fantastic. It's a perfect film. In the meantime, I'd like to thank everybody for bearing with us. We love and kiss you so very much. I, this week, have been Jack Alexander Shepherd.
My name's Tanner Greenring.
I'm Harrison Sosa.
And I hope that you find your poppily ever after.
And now, the world premiere of the incredible new single by Jared Sosa and the Strange Bedfellows. Please enjoy Past the Horizon.
I've been traveling from a time that's from ago. We are at this concert. What a show. I just can't seem to move on.
yet to meet a friend. I'm afraid our travels through eternity will end. We have been alone so long, we're scared to meet a friend. I'm afraid our travels through eternity will end. Now I think I see that death is opening the door. Finally reached the shore. And all you know is out there, there's gotta be something for my soul somewhere. Ignore the wailing children, we are deaf to all their cries. Where we three are going, we won't need any eyes. We are past the horizon. The event is now, let's put the knives in. We have been alone so long, we're scared to meet a friend. I'm afraid our travels through eternity will end. We have been alone so long, we're scared to meet a friend. I'm afraid our travels through eternity will end. We have been alone so long, we're scared to meet a friend. I'm afraid our travels through eternity will end. We have been alone so long, we're scared to meet a friend. I'm afraid our travels through eternity will end.
Harrison, it's time to die.
We might be childhood friends and I'm-